Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. We are chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Now, Jim, we're following up on some drill results from the company's Lawyers Gold and Silver project located in the Golden Horseshoe area of northern BC. Now, this Golden Horseshoe area has garnered a lot more attention due to some of the exploration work that's been going on there, especially out of Benchmark with this 100,000-meter drill program continuing. Now, the drill results that we're going to be focused on here were released just yesterday, October 6th. These are initial results from what's called the connector zone. Now, this connector zone is between the Cliffs Creek deposit and the Duke Ridge deposit. Before we get into the actual drill results here, Jim, take us through this area, why it could be so important to drill out here and build out a resource because it is between these two deposits, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Look, these results are exceedingly important because they help demonstrate the fact that we're growing ounces, we're expanding the resources, and now we see some very good grade gold and silver right at surface, and it has the ability to create a much larger deposit that connects Dukes to the Cliff Creek zone. And with these ounces at surface, it will have an impact on the economics when building and producing gold and silver from this mine. Your best return or payback on an investment is from having ounces right at surface that can go through the plant in the early years. And that is what this connectors zone is demonstrating. We can deliver more gold and silver right at surface without having to go to depth. And this is only one of the many expansion opportunities on this deposit. So this is exciting. This just shows that we are expanding the deposits and we will build more ounces on this project in the coming months.
Now let's talk about some of the drill results here. We saw about 41 meters of almost 1.7 grams per ton gold equivalent. Also, a little over 10 and a half meters of almost 6 grams per ton gold equivalent. These are some nice higher grade results with some nice widths. How do these relate to what you guys have drilled out at the Cliffs Creek deposit and at that Duke Ridge deposit that these are in the middle of?
The broader, longer intercepts are quite similar. You see the same ratio of gold to silver, and the mineralization is essentially the same. What this is an extension of the Dukes Ridge corridor straight to Cliff Creek. But what is worthy to note is that just over 10 meters of 3.5 grams gold and 180 grams of silver, that is right at surface, and it's a high-grade pocket. And this is what contributes to better or exceedingly good economics when you've got substantially higher grade that can be mined in the early years.
Yeah, Jim, it's nice to see it near surface and connecting these two zones. But one question I have is, it looks like some of these results are what was previously considered waste areas on the two pit shells. And now, since this is mineralized in this connector zone, do you see this changing the economics of the project? And could it actually be that you move from two separate pits at Cliff Creek and Dukes Ridge into one larger super pit?
Yeah, that's a very good observation. I'm glad you noticed that. What's happening is, previously on our resource, we had these pit-constrained ounces in a pit wall. And some of this new drilling is going through the pit wall and into the connector zone. Previously, we considered this waste material, and now we're showing that the pit walls actually have economic material in it. So rather than mining and moving waste material to build your mine, you're actually moving economic material that has substantial gold and silver in it. So it has the potential to reduce the strip ratio, but also greatly enlarge the overall pit size.
Well, just remind folks, Jim, that the majority of the resources are at Cliff Creek, and just remind us what you have there. And then this Dukes Ridge deposit it's smaller, but you see some room for expansion. So just walk us through, you know, what the resources are roughly at each area and how you see those expanding moving forward.
Yes, well, the Cliff Creek deposit is the largest deposit on this project. It measures close to 2 kilometers total in length, but it contains, as it stands right now, in the indicated and inferred categories, about 2.1 million ounces, creating close to 1.6 grams gold equivalent. This zone is still growing to the south. It is still growing to depth. And we're doing expansion drilling, of course, to increase the size, but we're also doing drilling within the center of the deposit to fill in some of the gaps. So there's a tremendous opportunity to increase Cliff Creek to a much larger pit holding gold and silver. But the Duke's Ridge is a smaller, more discrete deposit. But by extending this another 300 meters, rather, I'd say there's an opportunity perhaps to get closer to doubling the overall ounces. And I would say it's fair to say that, you know, perhaps you're looking at some probability to get near 200 to maybe even 500,000 ounces with more drilling across this whole new connector zone and into Duke's Ridge. So it, you know, it's becoming a smaller growing deposit very quickly with all of this 100,000 meters of drilling from this year.
So Jim, just one more quick question on this connector zone then. What's the follow-up drilling going to look like? And do you think it is possible to get a resource by, well, what is the time frame to get a resource in this connector zone?
So the connector zone, you know, after those results that we put out today, we are planning more drilling from surface, shallow drilling to show that this is a very good grade near surface deposit. Time frame for an updated resource, well, it all depends on when we get more assays back from the lab. So unfortunately, there's a 3-month delay. But we have near surface drilling on all areas. And, you know, the one area we did not mention was the AGB deposit. And that is also showing some strong signs to grow to the south and at depth. So, you know, management's going through discussion right now on timelines, but ultimately it's hard to put a cap on the resource until you have results back from the lab. So it's a bit of a hurry up and wait situation. But as we distribute more results through the next weeks to months, we'll get closer to a decision on when to push out an updated resource estimate. But certainly near term, I would say anywhere within the next 2 to perhaps 4 month time frame.
Well, Jim, just remind us, out of the 100,000-meter drill program you have going on, how many meters have been drilled thus far, and how many meters do you still plan on drilling through the balance of the year and then moving into next year?
So we drilled well over 50,000 meters total, and we are on target to complete near to 100,000 meters into December of this year. So we're aggressive. We have 6 drill rigs turning. And the productivity rate is fantastic on these drill rigs because it's all shallow drilling. It's not deep drilling. So 100,000 meters total for 2021 is still on target.
Very nice. Well, we keep on following along with these drill results. I want to get a big picture look, though. You already went through some of the other expansion potentials. We have focused a lot here on the connector zone because this would be a new zone of mineralization or a new deposit. What about some of the other expansion opportunities here? Duke Ridge, I realize you guys are drilling outside of that deposit. Also, this AGB deposit. Take us through big picture resource expansion then, please.
So big picture within the existing deposits and expansion opportunities like the connector zone, I think there's every potential here that we could meet up to 5 million ounces globally across all these deposits. The other intriguing part to this story is the fact that we're drilling new discoveries to the south and west of the main deposits. Areas like Silver Pond, Marmot, Marmot East, and Silver Creek. All those areas are being drilled right now. We still await results from the lab, but there's opportunities for new deposits, in fact, satellite deposits within 3 kilometers of the main zones here. So 4 to 5 million ounces is absolutely achievable on a global perspective, but moving beyond 5 million ounces could happen with these new discovery zones as we extend the strike on all of those. So this could be indeed a world-class deposit in a short time frame.
So then, Jim, let's also talk about this PEA that is on tap, because look, this all plays into the bigger picture here of showing economics at this project. And even after a PEA, then you can also move into a pre-feas or simply a feasibility study. What's going to be the time frame on that, understanding that with these drill results being delayed, you probably want to encompass a lot of these in an updated PEA or in a PEA, in an updated resource? What's the time frame looking like now?
Yeah, so the PEA, this is another management discussion internally, but I believe there is potential to have a PEA either by the end of this year or early 2021 in the first quarter. And because what we want to put into the PEA is at surface ounces through expansion and infill drilling, and because that has the most impact on the mine life. The global resource, we will continue to have drill results into perhaps March of next year. And those ounces will go to another updated resource, but we go towards the feasibility study. So I think what you'll see here is a PEA within the coming perhaps 3 to 4 month time frame. And then that will be followed by a global resource estimate that shows a much larger scope and scale step and a better economic return in a feasibility study. But they're all necessary steps. We need to start with a PEA and then move towards a feasibility and then ultimately a production decision. So that's all happening within 2021 and to the end of 2022. So we're looking at a 12 to 15 month time frame here for some very big milestones to move the market capitalization and deliver value on Benchmark.
Well, Jim, as you move forward with some of the exploration and some of the economic studies, just remind folks what kind of cash in the bank the company has in the treasury and what the budget is for the balance of the year on exploration.
So we're sitting just under a $30 million Canadian treasury. The budget for this entire program is near $25 million. So we're sitting quite healthy with a strong treasury. But in addition to that, there are more warrants coming in December that will deliver more cash to the treasury. And like the other warrants that were exercised in September, 100% of them were exercised. We created some great wealth for those who invested early in the story. And in December timeframe, we expect more cash to come in through the warrants, but also reward the shareholders. So much value to be driven from Benchmark. It's incredible looking at this story at a $170 million market cap. When you look at comparables, we should be multiples of this value. And, you know, this will be delivered through the drill bit.
Well, and that's what you guys keep on doing, right? Drilling away, but soon enough, we will get some economics on this project. And hey, Jim, keep us up to date on the future drill results and the move towards that PEA. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. In the meantime, Jim, thank you again for your time, and we'll chat again on the back of some more news.
Corey and Chad, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.